Evolutionary.org presents Evolutionary Hardcore Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the most hardcore and underground info in the industry. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
Evolutionary.org Hardcore 2.0 is coming your way. This is episode 171. Today we're going to talk about a very, very important drug called retatrutide. This is a 101 episode, and it's LY-3437943 is also the name of this drug. And we're going to talk about this. Europharma sponsoring it. And we're going to discuss in this one, this amazing compound. We're going to go over everything you want to know about it, how it works, how to use it, and how to stack it for best results. We've seen some amazing, amazing fat loss and weight loss stories behind this drug. So it's very, very important that you learn about this and how to use it properly and how it works and all that stuff. So we're going to get all over all of that and even how to stack it with different Europharma steroids to get the most out of it as well. First, remind everybody, we are on Apple, we are on Spotify. You have to help us out. Like, subscribe, leave reviews, get the traction going. If you don't help us out, we're not going to get on the algorithms. We're not going to get enough viewers to keep this podcast going. We're not going to get sponsors. We're not going to get the producers who have really done a great job from the beginning supporting the podcast aren't going to pony up what it takes to bring this podcast. It costs, you know, time, it costs money to produce these and direct these and all the research that goes into these podcasts. So we really need you to help us out to keep this podcast going. We're not doing this podcast for our to get a million followers on Instagram. And Mobster and I don't even, you know, I think Mobster has a small Instagram. I don't even have fucking Instagram. So we don't give a shit about the social media. We're not trying to get clout. We're not trying to drive Lamborghinis and have beach houses and women in jacuzzis. We're doing this to spread knowledge. We're doing this to basically help everybody succeed in life. That's what makes us happy, Mobster and I. So this is why we're doing it. So help spread the algorithm so we can keep it going into the future. So let's get right into it, Mobster. And let's talk about what is retatrutide, also known as Rita, as the short name to it. So look, this is a drug that acts as a triple hormone receptor agonist. So many people out there, you may know them. They're already on similar drugs like semaglutide, which is also called Ozempic. And that's, I've seen commercials. I don't know in Britain, Mobster, if you've seen commercials, but I've seen commercials for Ozempic on TV a lot. So they've really pushed that over the past couple years. There's also one called Zepbound, which is tirzepatide. And that's also another one similar. They're all three very similar drugs. So, and I talked to a pharmacist yesterday about this. I did my homework, and you know how much they're charging people now, Mobster, for Ozempic semaglutide now? Because a lot of insurance companies are no longer covering it. So what's happening is if your doctor prescribes it to you, you have to pay out of pocket. And guess how much they're paying for it? They're paying $1,000 a month for this stuff.
$1,000 I was going to say $100, $200.
Yep, because that's how much people want this stuff. They're willing to pony up four figures a month. That's a big amount of money. That's like two car payments, you know. So, and here's the thing about
Steve, that's £700. That is a good week's wages.
So here's the thing. It's still in investigation stages as of this podcast. So we are an evergreen podcast. At some point, it's likely going to be approved, just like Eli Lilly got Zepbound tirzepatide approved. So it's probably going. So right now it's phase 2, phase 3 area. And there are studies which we're going to get into later about this. So again, Eli Lilly, which is a huge company, they are the developers of this drug. So they are Eli Lilly has been around a long time. They're multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical company. So there's two types of people who have gotten the pleasure of experimenting with it so far as of this podcast. So the ones that were chosen as study participants, which there have been a lot. One of the studies we're going to talk about later, 15,000 people were involved in it. So There's been a lot of people out there. So if you go on some of these social media places like Reddit or something, you can read about some of their experiences who have been able to get a hold of this stuff early and actually try it out. But there's also been people like us, like myself, and like you guys out there and gals who take advantage of the sources and the brands that we have on evolution.org that do sell this stuff. And you've been able to get your hands on it via the black market and research company website.
A
So,
great deal less than $1,000 as well, Steve. A great deal
yeah,
less.
it's going to cost you a lot less doing it that way. So, look, I've been one of those people who've been lucky enough to get a hold of ReTrueTried. I really wanted to use it. It took me some time to get a hold of legitimate product. And I've been able to experiment myself. So, I'm going to share a little bit of my experiences with it later in the podcast as well. So, look, the idea behind these types of drugs is to give relief to those with type 2 diabetes and obesity and to help better their appetite, blood sugar metabolism, and body fat. So, obviously, and Master and I talked about on this pre-show, bodybuilders have seized on this, and we've seen guys who are competing. Several of the guys from Australia got a leg up on ReTrueTried earlier than a lot of us in America, because in America, we've been more steered to the tirzepatide and the semaglutide. A lot of the Americans have used those more, but the Australians have used them. We've seen some of these Australian guys go from like 8% body fat down to like 5% body fat, which they never would have been able to accomplish without the help of ReTrueTried. So talk a little bit about
Let
that, Mobster.
me
Yeah.
touch on one. Yeah, listen, right. And this is more a sort of had a historical aspect when it comes to performance enhancement drugs. Okay. So it's almost been a joke in the past, Steve, where people have convinced themselves there's some great secret. And more than one professional bodybuilder has joked that I could bottle my piss and sell it, and people out there would use it, convinced there was something in it. That's almost been a tongue-in-cheek aspect. The reality is thus that there are some, and have been, and will always be some very clever, well-educated, college-educated, university-educated bodybuilders, and certainly people that like bodybuilding, perhaps don't have the greatest physiques, but have always enjoyed the research side. And I can understand. I'm not going to argue that I'm that kind of person, but I'm able to sort of do the summarization and understand some of the aspects that produces a great study, and we'll explain it later on in the show. So what happens, and this has happened almost from day one, Steve, literally from day one. In fact, I would argue that you and I have done shows where we've talked about ancient Greeks and ancient Romans looking for an edge. In modern terms, arguably even from the very first legitimate bodybuilding show in the 1900s, the great something or other with Sandow. And certainly from the 50s and 60s, when anabolic steroids become available in a way that bodybuilders were prepared to use, we've constantly looked for an edge. And look, when we've talked about anabolic steroids, Steve, we said they were created for this reason or for that reason. And a lot of the times that was for medical use. So we're looking here at arguably type 2 diabetes drugs. And how does that apply to bodybuilders? Bodybuilders should be in better shape than the average Joe walking around the streets. Obesity, and this is described in multiple studies and on Eli's own paraphernalia on their investor site, and so on and so forth, is super common or becoming super common in the Western world. I would argue against some of the things that they said, but that's for another part of the show. So bodybuilders, what do? We go, okay, there's this study out there, and we're going to get into some of the statistics in terms of the effects that it's had. Look at the fat loss at that dose. And I'm a professional bodybuilder. I'm a competing bodybuilder. I'm an amateur bodybuilder. I'm not as fat as 24%, 25%. I'm 12, 15%. But if I drop the same percentage of body fat as the person in the study, and this has happened many, many, many times, not just for these products, then bodybuilders have looked for that edge. They've looked for products like this that they can use to give them that edge and to get into great shape. And like Steve says, just to finish, we've seen people that were already in great shape compared to the average show get into amazing shape. So we know that when you're going to listen to this show, these are the kind of sort of insights and information that you're going to want, Steve. Moving on.
Yeah, and a couple of those options, insulin, they use insulin because they want to create a more anabolic activity, but also they use metformin, which is a type 2 diabetes drug, and metformin helps control blood sugar. So it basically helps, it helps with fat loss in theory, but it really isn't an optimal option. It's really doesn't really do a lot compared to retatrutide. And we're going to talk about exactly how retatrutide works so you can understand why Rita is so fucking effective. So
Yes.
I describe it as a cheat code for fat burning. And when I tell people this, they ask me, Steve, what do you mean? So I can describe it like this. Let's say you're playing one of those video games, one of those arcade games. Like, let's say you're playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and your turtles, doing flips, and he's fighting the bad guys, whatever, in the arcade game. And you win, you get something. You pick up like this, little piece of pizza or whatever. You jump up and you grab the pizza, right? And now you turn into a super turtle where you can't. Even when they hit you or try to punch you, they don't hurt you. Where you lose, the energy, where you lose the arcade game, right? So you get that for like 50 seconds or a minute or whatever, where you can just go and hit everybody with the little tool that they use, the turtle tool. So this is kind of the same thing. This is giving you that cheat code that you didn't have access to. So one of the things that I've seen from those out there, not just bodybuilders who have struggled to go from 8% to 5% or from 10% to 7%, but I've seen this with overweight people who they've done everything right. They get their diet in check. They're busting their ass in the gym. I see this in the gym. I see people busting their ass in the gym. They can't lose weight. And then these same people, they go on the retatrutide or they go on one of these other, like the semaglutide or the tirzepatide. And a month later, they lose 10 or 12 pounds like instantly, even though they didn't change anything about their diet, even though they changed anything about their training. So what was missing? They're missing the mechanism and action that Rita will give you when you take it, which makes the difference. So I'll give you an example of what retatrutide does. So it's the ultimate cheat code, and it acts on three different hormones in the body. So you're getting this activated 24/7 all week after you use it, after you inject this stuff. Tirzepatide only does two of these. Semaglutide only does one. So retatrutide is a vast improvement on those other two, which we're going to talk about on a future podcast, by the way. So this makes retatrutide the most modern and potentially the best option out of the three drugs. So three things. Number one is GIP. This is glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide receptor. This works on glucose and lipid metabolism. I'll bring you the monster shortly. Let me go over the rest of them. Two, GLP-1, which stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. This works on regulating insulin secretion and appetite. Three, GCG, which is glucagon receptors. This one is a bonus effect of how the body deals with energy expenditure. So, for example, substrate utilization allows the body to quickly burn through carbs and fats and forces the burning by attacking those fat stores for energy. So this is a triple whammy of the way the body will go after fat stores while you're on this drug versus when you're not on it. So having a rock solid diet and working out on it will only add to your success. So if I
Yes.
strongly recommend those of you listening to this, whether you're overweight, obese, or whether you're a bodybuilder or anything, make sure you get your diet and training on point first before you get on this, because your results will be that much better than sitting on the couch and eating potato chips and pizza and beer all day. Get your diet on point. That will get even better. So basically, what I'm trying to say, when you're going to fasted state, and we've talked about fasting on this podcast more than any other podcast, but when you go into fasted state, this is exactly what happens. The third thing, the glucagon. Your glucagon rises when you're in a fast. That puts your body in fat burning mode. So with the retatrutide, you're going in that fat burning mode even when you are not fasted. So this is basically like fasting without not eating. So this is a weapon. So if you add fasting on top of this, you're going to get even better results. So really, this is a tremendous, tremendous drug. And the nice thing about it, Mobster, which you're going to get into later, is people who are on this drug, even if they're extremely insulin resistant, they don't report hypoglycemic symptoms. And that's not going to happen when you are fasting. When you fast and you are very insulin resistant, it's going to take you time to really switch that thing off. Well, the retatrutide will switch it for you. So, like I said, it's the ultimate cheat code. So, talk a little bit about how retatrutide works before we move on to the studies, Miles.
Yeah, look, for all these medications, and specifically in the studies, the examples that we use to reference for today's podcast, it occurred to me absolutely that they had to do the diet and lifestyle, right? So, meaning none of these medications, and specifically the one that we're discussing today, they had to include lifestyle changes, meaning more exercise, whether that's daily steps or going to the gym or whatever else, and everybody was given diet recommendation. Now, I'm going to get into briefly, Steve, just the whole way that one particular study was put together, and that was it was just about as randomized, non-biased as it was possible to be, meaning they're not going to be watching these people daily. I think it was once a week dosaging, Steve. They were coming into the wherever the research was being done, given the prescribed medication. They were literally masked up on both sides, so there was no bias by those giving the injections and no bias by those receiving the injections. And then they went away. They wasn't sort of stuck in a building and made to eat a certain way, made to exercise a certain way. So that allows for people to cheat, and yet the results were fantastic regardless. So yeah, that absolutely. The other thing that it did occur to me is, of course, arguably, you want people to fix their lifestyles in, when it comes to obesity. You want them to have better diets and more exercise when it comes to obesity. So you're doubling down. So not only are you giving them a medication, you're also trying to fix bad lifestyle choices, bad diets at the same time. And this was right across the spectrum, Steve, regardless of the age, regardless of the body weight. Some people had knee injuries just by the sheer weight size, etc. And this is across all the medications. But like Steve said, I've seen some of the numbers. I'm going to get into some of the results, etc. as well. So just as an example, Steve, I mean, so look, one statistic, and this is for the highest dosage, which we'll touch upon shortly. I made a note of 56 pounds, sorry, 58 pounds average. This is for the higher dosages over 11 months. 58-pound weight loss. So talk about how it works, Steve, before we get into more specifics.
Yeah, so go back and listen on the last segment, and I talk about how it works. So again, the three key things with the retatrutide before we get into the studies is the GIP, the GLP-1, and the GCG. So three different hormones that it's acting on in the body.
Sorry,
It's
Steve, it
activating.
does occur to me. Sorry, bearing in mind what we just talked about. Here's the thing, right? When we're talking about medicating obesity, it's important to understand this. And it just occurred to me as Steve was talking. You want to work with as best as possible when you're creating a medication, how the body works. Now, Steve's just described the three aspects of this product and how it works. You need to understand that the body tends to want to fight against certain medications and tends to want to fight against certain things. So, for example, the reason why the body stores body fat is to allow you to get through famine versus feasting. It's a bit good for the hard times. In modern times, of course, we have a greater access to food than we ever did as primitive people, and therefore we simply eat too much and don't exercise enough, but the body still goes with nature. So sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to get it to get super lean, for example, as Steve said, 7% or under. And the body will fight against that. It almost wants sort of to hold on to that last bit of body fat. That's why we know, for example, when
Yeah,
people
we
diet,
don't stand a
how difficult it
chance
can be.
in America,
So
especially.
you need that, yeah, you need to have that triple whammy aspect and work with how the body works on those hormones.
One of the things that's different about America than other countries, and in America, every street corner there's a fast food restaurant. Every
Oh,
street corner.
yeah.
We're also our food quality is extremely poor. This is why, with the whole tariff thing, I'm not going to get into that, but the whole tariff thing is interesting because countries in Europe are like, why should we import your food? Your food quality is shit. If we
Yeah, the
imported
chicken
our
was the big
food,
one, Steve.
then all our people would become obese and sick. And we can't afford that. We can't afford to overload our hospitals. But in America, it's the system is so bullshit where we want people to be more sick. We want hospitals. When I go to the hospital to drop off my girlfriend, she works at the hospital, I can't even find a parking spot, mobster. Because not only are there a shit ton of sick people that are at the hospital, but there's a shit ton of people working at the hospital. So it's a big business in America. So it's like we're supposed to always be sick, and our food is supposed to be low quality, and our
Yeah.
farmers want to raise and grow low quality food on purpose. So return to triad is almost like we need it, at this point, because we've been fed
Yeah,
our
yeah, yeah.
entire life such low quality food. So it's very, very important.
Let me touch on that just for a
Let's
second,
turn it
Stephen.
really quick and we'll get into
I
studies. Yeah.
won't get real preachy, but I did make a note of, and this was across all the studies, etc., we looked at, that there was something arguing about there are complex reasons for obesity, and I was goes in my head instantly where the answer was like, well, it's got to be bullshit. Why is it a first world problem, America, the UK, and parts of Europe versus the rest of the world? If our people in other countries where it's harder and you're having a simpler lifestyle with more homegrown food, as fat as Americans, as fat as some of the British? No. So it has to come down to food quality, it has to come down to lifestyle. So, in a way, it kind of annoys me. That go, oh, the food's so bad, that's why we're fat. We'll make better choices, motherfuckers. So that's my little bit of preachy. But again, they did address this and the whole, there are some obvious reasons why people will struggle. Again, if you're injured, if you've got knee injuries or hip injuries, it's that much harder to
Yeah.
exercise. It might come down to literally the economics, can't afford good food, etc. So there are some reasons, but
So come,
ultimately,
yeah.
yeah.
So a lot of people, unfortunately, we don't have a choice of what we eat. We're raised by our parents, and our parents give us what we want to eat. So if you went 18 years, 20 years, 30 years living with your parents, you're going to be eating what they give you. So that's the thing. So I want all of you on that are listening to this. You're obviously listening to this because you want weight loss, you want fat loss. I want you to come on the forum and start a log and list
Yes.
out exactly what you're eating with pictures and be
Yes.
honest. And we can
Yes.
help you dial in your diet, because once you dial in your diet and you use the return to try, then you're going to be in amazing
Yeah,
situation.
even better than the average Joes that they use, the hundreds of thousands of Joes that they use in this studies, you will, because you train, because you eat better, will get better results.
And Umbrella, by the way, has excellent peptides and SARMs, by the way.
Yes. Yep,
So
yep,
let's
yep.
move on now to
Recommended.
studies, and we're going to dive deep into these studies. So there's a ton of studies on retatrutide. I was looking up these studies, but I kind of dialed in four that I really wanted to talk about. The first one is from MDEG, and we're going to include this in the show notes and also in the article after this podcast. So if you have a chance, you can dig that up if you want to take a look at it, or you could just look it up. It's called MDEDG. com, MDEDGE.com, I'm sorry. And it was a study done by McGill University. So you can literally just Google that and you'll definitely find it. I talked about it earlier. They had 15,000 participants, mobster. 15,000. That's a lot. And it showed that retatrutide blew away their competitor, which was semaglutide, which was made by Novo Nordisk, which is a completely different company than Eli Lilly. They found that those on Rita used 12 milligrams a week and lost 22% of body weight from baseline after 48 weeks, while those on tirzepatide lost 18% and semaglutide lost 14%. So we're talking 22% versus 18% versus 14%. They also tested other drugs on the market, lots of other weight loss drugs. And they showed their numbers just in the single digits. There was like 2%, 4%, 6%. I think there was one like 7 or 8%. So if we're talking about 15,000 participants and we're talking about which one works the best after 48 weeks, then retatrutide is the best one because the people lost the most body weight.
Yep,
So, that's an amazing study right there in itself. So, Momster touched a little bit about that study. What are your thoughts?
yeah. I mean, I literally that very study that Steve referred to. I scanned through all of the studies that we used today, and I've literally copied and pasted under the document that I'm looking at right now. There's the very same statistics that Steve talked about, and you go on that basis. What choice would you have? You go the absolute best results. 22% of body fat, body weight, never mind body fat, from baseline after 48 weeks, with arguably, Steve, the most sensible dose. Then you've got, again, how often they would be being administered the dose, and so on and so forth. And so it talks about what's commercially available, what's still in the studying process and the testing process. And look at it this way, Steve. If you're a bodybuilder, what would you do? You would go with the one that's going to give you the best results. I mean, I looked at stuff, for example, like the dosing, and they talked about another study talked about the amount of dosing that was given to this percentage, and the best results came from the higher dosages. I'll give you an example here, Steve. This is from the Lancet article. And again, with referencing, as I made in my notes here, just how double blind, et cetera, randomized the sample was, or the study was. The higher dosages had the greatest loss, 16.94% on average, and that was for the 12 milligram escalation group. Meaning, literally, when we talk about dosage later on, we'll say, do you need to take a low dose or do you need to take a higher dose? Well, the highest dose got the best results. I don't think the dosing made any kind of difference, really, Steve, to the potential for side effects, which we'll touch upon. One of the things that I would ask, and we're going to do this again when we talk about dosing, is in the study, or all of the studies that I looked at, pretty much everybody was prescribed the medication on a one-time per week basis. Now, would that work for bodybuilders? Will we be taking it one time a week? And these are the questions you need to ask when you're looking at these studies. Would be there's one of the things searching through our own forum, Steve, was the concept of microdosing. In other words, taking a small amount every single day. And will we as bodybuilders
Yeah,
get
so
better results?
yeah,
Just
let's get
stuff
in.
like that.
Yeah, let's talk about the study before we get into dosing. So the Lancet study, you can look that up, the Lancet, LANCET.com. And that one where they focus on people who had high body mass index and type 2 diabetics. So participants were put on retatrutide between 2 milligrams to start and 12 milligrams. So this is the highest milligrams that I've seen is 12 milligrams, absolutely max dose. And it's a very, very high dose. And most of you listening to this will never, ever, ever, ever need such a high dose. This would be
No.
for people who are this, you know, these are what they do in studies. They want to go high on these studies on purpose.
Yes.
But the cool thing about this, and I touched on this earlier, there were zero reports of death. That's good. And there was also zero reports of hypoglycemia during the study. So that's huge. So that's a huge side effect that a lot of obese people go through is the hypoglycemia, even when they don't actually have hypoglycemia. Like a lot of people, they'll be like, oh my God, I'm starving. I gotta have something to eat. I'm shaking. And they're not even hypoglycemic. It's just that they are so addicted to food and addicted to sugar and addicted to carbs. Ask yourself, are you one of those people? Are you one of those people who has to go and have a protein bar or a protein shake or have something with sugar before you go work out? And if the answer is yes, you're probably one of those people. You're just basically addicted. It's just like someone who has a caffeine addiction. You have to wake up every morning and have caffeine. Do you need caffeine? Are you going to die without the caffeine? No, but you want it. You need it because you become addicted to it. It's become a habitual thing. So that's the cool thing about this drug. Is that unlike just straight fasting, if you're an overweight person who's so crack, you're like a crack addict when it comes to carbs and sugar, you can take the retatrutide and you're not going to get any of those hypoglycemic side effects. So that's really nice about it. And it's not going to fuck with your workouts either, because when you
Let
go
me.
work out, you're not going to be like shaking. Oh my God, I gotta have carbs. I gotta have carbs. Oh my God, I gotta have my carbs. A marathon runner runs an entire marathon. And he doesn't
Well,
stop
water.
along the way and have
A sip of water.
a big lunch and eat a bunch of cookies and cake and stuff along the way, but he manages to finish the marathon. Why? Because he's trained his body to not need that shit while he runs his marathon. You see what I'm saying? So this is the nice thing about retatrutide is it's the cheat code. It makes the shit easy where you're not feeling those negative hypoglycemic side effects. So talk a little bit about that.
Let me something else, Steve. I mean, one of the positives that came out of all of these studies for all these products, but specifically retatrutide, was a decrease in, or should I say, better blood pressure numbers, simply by losing weight, losing body fat, and getting into better shape. is an obvious example, but I suspect also part of the medication. And then you're also looking here, and Lilly, for example, have a investors page, an investors site, and they reference similar after the studies and statistics that we've all done. But this was in the obese with no type 2 diabetes. In other words, they didn't have any form of either type 1 or type 2 diabetic symptoms.
Let me
so just on that, Steve, the highest dose again with a 24% loss, averaging, as I said earlier on, the 58 pounds over 11 months.
So let me go over this study, and this is investor.lilly.com news release. You guys can look that one up. And this study was a phase 2 study that was done with 24 weeks of dosing with dosages from 1 milligram up to 12 milligrams. And overweight participants after 24 weeks saw a mean weight reduction of 41 pounds. And after 48 weeks, the numbers went to 58 pounds, which was a 24% weight loss. That's tremendous.
That's fucking huge. That's massive.
So if you, let's say you're 400 pounds, after 48 weeks, you would have lost 100 pounds. You know, that's 24%. Yeah. That's about a quarter of your weight. Yeah. That's huge. If you're 300 pounds, you would have lost about, 80 pounds. So you'd be down to 220. 300 pounds versus 220 is a tremendous improvement in just 48 weeks. That's not even a year. So this is really, really some good shit. And this is average, you know? So 24 weeks is not that long. You know, that's
Steve, you and I talk about, you know, we talk about fat loss a lot. And when we're talking about fat loss on the forums, 1 to 2 pounds a week for 10 to 12 weeks is amazing. And we know from people that do typical diets and weight loss type programs, et cetera, et cetera. The idea that you could do 1 to 2 pounds a week or 1 pound a week for 48 fucking weeks, nearly 56 pounds in 11 months, is monumental. That's out, and I can't think of off the top of my head, and I'm not going to say that I'm an expert on these things, but I can't think of anything else outside of some sort of fasting / malnutrition type thing that's going to allow you to continue to do this level of body fat loss again and again and again consistently for that period of time.
And without the side effects, that's the key thing. Because a lot of these bodybuilder drugs out there, like the clenbuterol, the albuterol, the DMP, a lot of things that people use come with a tremendous amount of risks and side effects. The clen and albuterol will enlarge your heart, for example. This stuff does not. The DMP can literally cook you from the inside. This stuff will not. So that's
huge. What's the worst that we're looking at here, Stephen? We've talked about this off air before in pre-shows and on the forum. It's basically an upset stomach, some loose stools, et cetera, et cetera. Just on the clen, you can feel anxiety. Like was not even going to touch upon DMP and its ability to possibly fucking kill you. Even using insulin can be absolute, is dangerous if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, versus the potential for arguably an upset stomach. I haven't seen anything else outside of that suggested as a side effect. No aching joints, no headaches, nothing like this. Just an upset stomach.
Let's get to the fourth study, buddy, and I want your comments on this as well. So this is by vcuhealth.org. This is not by, but this is where it was posted, vcuhealth.org. And this study took 98 obese adults who were 18 to 75 years old. So the nice thing about this is you can use this stuff even as a teenager and even as a boomer, mobster. So you could even use this stuff as you get older, 75 years old. Like, what drug are they giving 75 years old for fat loss? That's crazy. That shows you how safe they think this stuff is. So anyway, they were given random Rita dosages. There was a drop in liver fat of over 80%. Talk about that. Also, after 48 weeks, the average weight loss was 25% in those using between 8 to 12 milligrams a week, which is a very high dose. But still, 25% weight loss from obese adults. So we're talking about adults who are obese. In America, that's like 300, 400 pounds. So 300 pounds, you're losing 25% after 48 weeks, less than a year. That's 80 pounds. If you're 400 pounds, you're losing about 100 pounds. That's tremendous. Yep. That's life-changing numbers. That's life-saving numbers. And that gives you the ability to really go from being someone who's even scared to leave your house because you're ashamed of the way you look to living more normal life. Being 300 pounds versus 220 pounds is monumentally changing.
One of the things, and you referenced liver fat, Steve, and my comments, it's interesting, and people don't always understand this. When we think about obesity, we're thinking about fat bellies, bingo wings, fat arms, fat legs, et cetera. We're not necessarily thinking about organ health, and we're not necessarily thinking about fatty liver issues, fatty liver disease. We're not thinking about the fat that lines the inside of your rib cage, visceral fat. So the idea that you're losing bad fat from all over your body, and this includes around your organs, lining, as I said, the rib cage and around the stomach, is fantastic. Not just the obvious
I
what
had
we
no
can see.
idea that you
Yeah.
could that the stuff lost them 80%. That's crazy. That's
Yeah.
a
I mean,
crazy number. That's life-saving numbers.
how common, Steve, is a liver fatty liver disease? We've had relatively young people, I'm going to say up to the age of 30, talk about going to the doctors, and my numbers have come back, and my liver numbers are off. And we've done whole shows specifically on organ health. So something like this can actually improve organ health,
So if you
specifically fatty liver disease, is fantastic.
So in America, like almost every middle-aged male has pregnant gut, okay? And that is a combination of obviously poor diet. It's a combination of not exercising. Some of the guys I go fishing with are very lean. Even the older guys, they're very lean because they're going fishing. Fishing, you're burning a shit ton of calories and you're having a good time while you're doing it, right? But if your lifestyle is basically as a middle-aged
Sitting on
man,
your ass, yeah.
you go to the casino, you sit there for 8 hours playing poker or blackjack, you're gonna get a big gut. That's just how it is. You're gonna get the pregnant gut. So that's the people that have this fat around their organs. And this is one of the things that will shorten your lifespans tremendously. So let's get into how to dose it. There's a lot of confusion about how to dose it. And first of all, retatrutide has a very long half-life. So microdosing it every day or every other day is not necessary. The whole idea behind it in these studies show is these people were using it for 6 months for 48 weeks, which is almost a year, right?
Yeah,
So it's
one dose a
designed
week, Steve. One dose a week.
to be used long term. It's not designed
Yes.
to be used for like Clen. Clen is 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off usually, or some people will go 4 weeks or 6 weeks at the most, right? DMP, same thing. DMP, never go near DMP. DMP, maybe what, 2, 3, 4 weeks tops, right? Then you come off.
Yes.
This is one you use long term. So obviously they designed it not for you to be injecting it all the time, every day, every day, every day, every day, or taking it every day. So this is something that was designed with a long half-life. You start taking it, has to build up in your system. So with that in mind, there are some bodybuilders on our forum that are very respected guys, and they swear that they like to use it maybe 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. So they do microdose it. At the end of the day, we don't know right now what's right and what's wrong. It's still early. There's not enough experience. I don't have enough experience to tell you straight out. The way I'm using it is I started out using 1.2 milligrams, and then I worked my way up to 1.8 milligrams for a couple of weeks. Then I went up to 2.4 milligrams, and then I dropped it back down to 2 milligrams. And then from there, I may raise it back up. It just depends on how I feel on it and what kind of results I've gotten. So a month into it, even at that low dose, I can look at my chart here. I lost 5.5 pounds without changing anything, without changing my workouts, without changing my diet. I do burn a lot of calories, maybe more calories than other people. I don't know, but not necessarily. Because if you're someone that goes jogging every day, you're probably burning more calories than I am on a consistent basis, because I haven't in that 1 month because it's fishing season. So when I go fishing, I'm fishing all day. And I'm burning a shit ton of calories from fishing. It's a lot of work. Fishing's a lot of work, the type of fishing I do. So I didn't really do as much training during that span because when I'm fishing, my shoulder hurts having to throw the rod 200, 300 yards. I'm having to swim in when I'm fishing because I'm fishing on the surf. I'm having to swim out to a sandbar with a fishing pole in my hand and throw a fishing rod and then swim back. So that's a lot of exercise that I was doing. But all things being equal, that's really all I did, and I was able to lose 5.5 pounds. This is a tremendous, tremendous situation. So that's what I did. So you're gonna have to start. I recommend starting around 1 or 1.2 milligrams, and then work your way up week by week, a little at a time, to assess what kind of side effects you were getting. I did run into some side effects at 2.4 milligrams, which made me kind of back off a little bit initially and kind of go back down. But I didn't have to. It wasn't that big of a deal with the side effects. And I'll talk about that in a second, what I experienced with side effects. But that's what I recommend you do with this. You could gradually increase it by like 0.4, 0.5 milligrams slowly.
Yes.
And then you're going to increase it. And the way that retatrutide comes, it comes in a peptide form. And you basically are going to reconstitute it. And then you're going to make sure you keep it refrigerated. And you're going to inject it sub-Q anywhere on your body. There's people with theories out there on where you should inject it sub-Q. Some people say don't inject it in your stomach. It will cause more side effects if you inject it in your stomach. I don't know if there's any validity to that. Probably not. It's
No,
probably more of a
no.
placebo effect. But
Yes.
you can experiment on different ways to do it. And at the end of the day, these studies show that these really obese people that were 300, 400 pounds were going as high as 12 milligrams. So I don't think any of you listening to this podcast need to go anywhere near 12
Well,
milligrams.
it occurs to me, Steve, bearing in mind just yourself as an example, and those on the forum that are already using similar medications and experimenting with them. You should be in better shape already. Again, Steve referenced this earlier. You're listening to this show. I would argue that our listeners and members of the forum, Steve, on average, will be in better shape. We have had a handful. I can think of one example off the top of my head, 320 pounds, going down to 250 pounds. And in fact, gone further than that. We've had other people that have lost 60, 70 pounds of body fat, but they tend to be a small proportion. The majority of our listeners and the majority of the members on the forum tend to have some kind of shape. They're already working out. They're trying to fix their diet. And while we can and 100% do add, for want of a better phrase, better value to what they're doing, for the most part, they're not type 2 diabetics and they're not 400 pounds. So you might not need to take the dosages. And look, it's super easy. The start of the lower doses, like Steve's talked about, and work from there. I definitely come onto the forums and put your journey down so that we can see what you're doing and
Yeah.
post up the results
It
that you've had with the lower
because of
doses.
the longer half-life with this, we're talking about 6, 7 day half-life. So it's going to take
Yeah.
about 5 or 6 weeks to reach peak in your system. So if you start at a high dose, and stay there, you're going to really it's going to hit you hard at 6, 7 weeks if there's any side effects that you're going to deal with. And
Yes,
then what are you going to
yes.
do? Because you can't just drop the dose. It's not flexible where it's a very short ester. So you've got to basically start low and work your way up. So you don't
I
end
can't
up,
see any, I can't see
you'll
any
end up
reason
throwing up
really.
after every meal and you're like,
Yeah.
what did I do wrong? Well, you because you didn't,
Went straight in hardcore.
and you gotta work your way up a little bit. So we get into side effects so you guys understand. So with me, my side effects, I had two side effects the first month that I noticed, but not very major. So if I'd eat a big meal, okay. Really, during that big meal, I wouldn't be able to finish my plate. I'd start getting nauseous toward the end of the meal, which is what this does because remember the way it acts, the mechanism in the body is it's basically your digestion changes on this stuff, and your body is the appetite, it's going to satiate you a lot quicker. So don't plan any buffet trips while you're on this stuff. Don't plan any what is it, 5-star dinners or whatever, five course dinners, whatever. Don't plan a big cruise where you're gonna go eat your heart out or anything like that because you're not gonna finish your meal. So you're gonna be wasting your money going to a buffet on this stuff. And that's the whole point. So when you're eating and you start feeling that satiation and you start feeling that nausea coming, then stop eating. That's what I do. I stop eating. I put my food back in. I put it back in the fridge or freezer or whatever. And I shelve it. So that's what you got to do on this stuff. The second thing I had to deal with is heartburn. And it wasn't major heartburn where I was on my hands and knees in pain. It was more a subtle heartburn that I'm getting in the evening. Where I could kind of feel it going into my throat, type of thing. And I felt something a little bit in my chest, something a little weird in my chest, like a burning sensation. So the heartburn is going to be an effect. And again, it has to do with what is going on with this drug in your stomach. So those are a couple of the main problems with using it, is those two things. But the nice thing is that it only happens when you're eating. Like when I was doing it, it was because I was overeating. I happened to overeat. I ate a little more than I should have. So keep the meals mild and don't be eating stuff that bothers you, and you should be fine. But the side effects, otherwise, I haven't had any issues. Some people report other stomach problems like constipation, diarrhea. I haven't had any of those problems, knock on wood. I think a big part of that is I kept the dosage very, very mild. So those, I mean, those are the side effects that you can watch. Now, one other thing I can mention too, it's not all sunshine and roses. And we've seen guys already who have been on retatrutide for many months come off. And what they report is the rebound effect. So imagine all these things that I talked about earlier about how it works. All those great things that it's doing in your body, the glucagon effects, okay? The appetite suppression, just the things that you do. It's just like fasting. Then when you come off the fast, even if you're doing a 2 or 3 day fast or a 5 day fast or 10 day fast, your appetite's going to go crazy. Again, it's a survival mechanism, right? So the survival mechanism kicks in of yes, we found food. We have to eat as much food as we can to store that excess fat so that because we don't know when our next meal is going to come. So that's what that's in there for. That's why our body has that. It's the same thing with a cat who finds a big rat and eats the whole rat in one sitting because that cat may not get another rat for another 4 or 5 days. Who knows? So that's why that happens. So you have to be aware of the rebound effect. So it goes back to the dosing. And it's something to think about. Do you want to keep increasing the dose, then get to a point where you just drop down to a maintenance dose, let's say of 1 milligram a week going forward? Because if you just completely come off cold turkey, the rebound effect can come back to bite you. And you may lose 80 pounds. You go from 300 to 220, and then you gain 40 pounds back because you come off cold
I've
turkey.
actually argued that, Steve, when we've talked about on the forums about DNP, and I said here in the UK, on the UK forums, the number of people that would lose amazing amounts of body fat with all the horrible side effects that DNP comes with, including fucking death. And then you would go back and look at their logs or their comments or whatever online a few weeks later. And I think it was something stupid like 60 to 80% had gained not only what they lost back, but was actually fatter after. So you have to have this thing again of fighting against what the body wants in terms of its natural nature, 2 million years of evolution. What your body wants to do, and you have to be aware of that. I think argument here, Steve, is because we've seen this happen, we then become aware of it. We mention it on this show, and you then go, "I know this might happen, so therefore it is better for me to choose a lower dosage," as Steve's already said, to be aware that it's going to happen, to be just as tight with your diet and with your training after using the products, and so on and so forth, rather than going, "Okay, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat now." Like you're some sort of animal or the cat, then Steve suggested, no, you're human. You listen to this show. You've got a level of intelligence, and you know this is why it's happened. You know this is why you feel it, and you use your fucking willpower, Steve, to go, do you know what? No, because I would actually argue in that sense, if you get past that part, if you get past that potential element, then you might get into the point where that fat loss is permanent, and that's really fantastic. It's not just a young 24-year-old Australian fella getting from 12 to say 7%, but the idea of staying under 10% for the next several years, all things being equal, would be fantastic. But there might be an element of that. It's no different to coming off anabolic steroids and not having that great, as some people get, feeling of being on testosterone or any other products. Talk about now, Steve, what you could stack with
Yeah, you're
this
a
product to get
farmer.
great
Yeah, and
results.
your pharma has a lot of good options. It's a really, really good way. A lot of you out there who are using anabolic steroids, who are experimenting with anabolic steroids, a lot of the guys on the forum are using the retatrutide with anabolic steroids. And that works great because the anabolic steroids will help you during your fat loss and weight loss journey, maintain the muscle and even grow your muscle, even while you're losing body fat at the same time. That's called recomposition. And it's very, very, very hard to do unless you have excellent genetics naturally. But when you're stacking these compounds together and you're doing it the right way, you can accomplish it. And we've seen that with our own eyes with some of these guys who have done some amazing recompositions with the help of the Eurofarmer products and the retruditride. So I'll give you an example. Primobolan would be fantastic if you want to keep side effects low. Primobolan, Anavar, Equipoise, even Turonabol, any of those. The Primobolan and Equipoise are, of course, injectables. The Anavar and Turonabol are orals. You could go oral only with either the Anavar or Turonabol. You could go anywhere from 25 to 50 milligrams, or you could go with a Primo or Equipoise at anywhere from 200 to 500 milligrams. And those are low side effect options. They won't fuck with your sleep. They won't fuck with any, give you side effects or anything like that. So you can keep the side effects to a minimum on cycle and get some good quality lean muscle mass and help with fat burning as well. It won't mess with your appetite or anything like that. Now, some guys like to go more aggressive. They'll use something like Trenbolone or even which is an injectable, or to use Winstrol, which can be injected, but most people will use either the tablet form or just drink it. And Winstrol is a great one for drying out. So let's say you are on retretetride and you're on it for a few months and you're starting to get to the body fat level that you had desired and you want to really take things to the next level. You could throw in the Winstrol at 25 to 50 milligrams a day and really shred up and really increase that vascularity in the drying out process. Trenbolone, a lot of side effects with Trenbolone, so you want to be aware of that. So if you're going to use the Trenbolone, make sure you're extremely experienced with both Trenbolone
Yes.
and retretetride so you know what to expect first. Because if you use them both together, you could end up with some major gut side effects because Trenbolone makes heartburn worse, and Trenbolone makes gut problems worse, and Trenbolone makes nausea happen. I always throw up on Trenbolone at least once on a cycle
We
just
know people are
because.
going to use it, Steve, but honestly, I'm bearing in mind what Steve's just said, I've avoided, or at the very least, run at the train at the lowest dose, 150 milligrams, maybe 200 milligrams a week. And I know you trend gods out there are going to go, what the hell, Steve? What the hell, mobster? But no, I wouldn't risk it. And again, just the trend side effects of sweating and insomnia and so on and so forth. Listen, Primo to me springs to mind, Steve, purely simply because, and again, this is from Eurofarma. We've talked about Primo being a great muscle retainer when you're dieting. So you don't want your, these numbers quite often, Steve, talk about body weight rather than body fat. So yeah, losing fat and retaining muscle by recomposition or even building muscle with recomposition is the absolute aim. So I definitely want to use Eurofarma for that. VAR for me has always been a strength drug at 30 to 50 milligrams a day, but I have also talked about how at 30 to 50 milligrams, specifically 50 milligrams in my case, I would add five or 6 pounds of muscle. And this is just over an 8 week strength program, Steve. So for me, the idea of losing body fat, getting into better shape, having better blood pressure, and adding 5 pounds of muscle while I get stronger using Eurofarmers and Avar, that absolutely appeals to me. And I'll touch upon the last one, which is an oral again, Steve. How many times have we talked about Turanabol, again, 20 to 30 milligrams a day for 4 to 8 weeks, as being something that's going to enhance your ability to do cardio and or exercise, or as Steve does occasionally, 5 kilometer runs. So the idea of that I can again lose body fat, decrease blood pressure. The body fat is not just the superfluous visual, but included around my organs, get better condition in my liver, and be fitter. Has to be the fucking magic combination, Steve. Again, I think I would avoid trend for those reasons because I don't think it does anything for your fitness. And in fact, arguably, you might want to take to run up with that. And here's the thing again, Steve, of course, is what when we talked about these studies, we talked about lifestyle fixes and diet fixes, et cetera, and a great success, but they wasn't stacking it with steroids. I would argue again, using those Australian members that we referenced earlier on, that the overall results will be that much better. You shouldn't be an out of weight, borderline type 2 diabetic that's been used in the study. You should be in slightly better shape. So your overall
So
results, potentially, are going to be even more fantastic.
you bring up a good point. Let's say you want to go cardio-centric using the retretetride. You want to boost your cardio. I see people in my neighborhood all the time, the same guys running around. There's a big circle in
Yeah.
my neighborhood. I see them running around every morning like clockwork, 5:30, 6:30 in the morning before work. And if you want to do that, if you want to do a lot of cardio, Equipoise and Toronto Bowl would be great to stack with the Rita. And those will not fuck with your cardio. So that would be a great option. If you want to do more high repetitions in the gym as and go high volume and really, burn a lot of calories that way, then Masteron could be a good option. Eurofarma has excellent Masteron. They have a good Masteron propionate. They have a good Masteron enanthate. And Masteron is an extremely good hardener. So once you get lower body fat, let's say you're 15%, and after 6 months on Rita, you get down to like 10%, 9% body fat, which is very, very possible. And we've shown it with these studies and we've seen it with people. Then you can get on the Masteron Mobster and really get harder and really pop those abs up. And that would be really, really fun for you. That would be you'd be in the best shape of your life. You'd be cut and vascular. So that would be a great option too from your pharmacist. Lots of good options to do. But
I'm just thinking, Steve. I've, yeah, seriously, guys. I mean, I love the idea that people that train and work out, like most of our listeners, will get into the best shapes of their life. That's the sort of stuff that we like to talk about at the end of these shows when we say, listen, you're out there, you're kicking ass, you're taking names, et cetera, et cetera. But what do we want when we do these shows, Steve? We want our listeners, members of the forum, to have the best results because that's a reward in and of itself. So the idea that you are as healthy as you've ever been, you're as lean as you've ever been, or you've retained, or even better, you've added muscle, that your fitness has gone up. It's fucking, honestly, that combination, Steve, would be magic. It would absolutely be. Again, I'm just going to be a bit naggy, a bit of a nanny, say, listen, guys, if you put the effort in, we will support you. If you come onto the forums and you talk about your journey and you give us not only are you going to inspire us, not only are you going to inspire yourself, but you're going to inspire other people by coming onto the forums and demonstrating what you've done and the success you did, and even things like helping with diets and whatever else. So yes, Steve, absolutely. I think this sounds fantastic. Let's talk about Eurofarmers briefly because they're the great sponsor of today's show, and why we talk about Eurofarmer specifically in that particular way. Look, that not only do they have products themselves that's going to help you get into great shape. But I've used, as Steve's used, Eurofarma products. I talk about again and again how they are my favorite go-to source on a daily basis. We talk about on multiple shows how their reps arguably are example for just for Eurofarmacies are example to other approved sources that we talk about and recommend. Just because they're out there working really hard, they're super supportive. If there are any issues, they're on it straight away, and so on and so forth. Look, when you are looking, whether it's retatrutide, whether it's using anabolic steroids, whether it's looking at peptides, whether it's looking at growth hormone or whatever else, something that Steve said on a recent show is you absolutely want a source that you can trust, Steve. So talk about the importance of that and making sure that you know what you've got is legit when we're talking about your pharmacies.
yeah, and the last thing we want is to be running a cycle and wasting our money and wasting our time and not knowing what we're putting in our body. So you can trust Eurofarma. When they sell you Primo, it's Primo. When they sell you Anavar, it's Anavar. You don't have to worry about getting ripped off. So it's very, very important that we are using the highest quality brands out there. So you can come on the forum, evolution.org, check out where to get Eurofarma. And post some touchdown pictures for us and get a log going. Use some of this Eurofarma products. Use the retatrutide. Give it a shot and see how you like it. Make sure you're doing your homework on this stuff as well. And make sure that you really know what you're doing before you start using these products as well. You'll get the most results that way. And check out the other logs as well on the forum. Chip in, talk about them. Make sure you go on there and you see how the guys on the forum are using the different steroids, how they're training, how they're dieting. And you'll see really a pattern of success with people. It's the consistency. And that's what you have to do. If you are going to use retatrutide, you got to be consistent with everything. You can't be going and drinking beer and eating pizza, and
You'll
eating
get support
fast
from the
food.
other members. You'll be helping them yourselves. Go come onto the forums and check out people that are already run Retro and see the comments that they're getting and see the support that they're getting, see the questions that are being asked because other people considering following their journey, modeling their lifestyle on that particular member and looking at the results. Steve himself has proven that just by his own training log recently because he's been using Retro and getting good results and talking about side effects and talking about the fat loss. I mean, just again, on that basis alone, Steve, you'd be looking at 50 or 60 pound fat loss by the end of the year. Not that you carry that much fat, but that's what you'd be looking at because it's been over a pound a week, like I was talking about earlier on. And Steve's only using a low dose. So already just from Steve alone, you're getting great information and an indication. This is a guy that knows his body. He's been in the fitness for years, talks about yoga, talks about fasting, has been on point with his diet. It's the reason why he's doing this show with yours truly. And when he can give you that kind of feedback and he can give you that kind of information, he's just a great example of the many, many logs that we've got on our forum that will help you on that particular basis. So definitely, listen, guys, like we said at the beginning when we talked about these shows, we're here to help you. We're here to give you this kind of information. We want you to have the best results. And we want to know, if you come onto the forums especially, you will inspire other people to follow your journey. You'll get massive, massive support. And you will literally be helping people like yourself with fat loss and getting into great shape. Imagine that, Steve. You're double whammy. Not only do you end up in the best goddamn shape of your life, fittest, most muscular, leanest, healthiest you've ever been, but you're also inspiring 3, 4, 5 other people, 10 people, every single time you post something. And thousands will read it, but you are literally going to be inspiring other people to get the same great results that you've had and that you got that from support from this information that we're giving you today. Please note, we are not doctors and your opinions are ours. It's our view based on our experts of views on the topic. A podcast are for informational purposes and entertainment only, the freedom of speech and the First Amendment.